I'm sorry. I guess I just wanted to seem interesting. I guess there's a real danger of that on this show.
There's a pressure.
People come out and they run out of anecdotes, you know, and they just start making stuff up.
Yeah.
Like that Neil Armstrong guy. Have you seen him on the talk shows?
Neil Armstrong? You mean the first man to walk on the moon?
Talk about a fish story.
Yeah.
Man, and they're buying it.
Oh,
Mr. Armstrong, Bart Sivrel, NBC Digital. Wanted to give you the opportunity to swear on the Bible that you walked on the moon. Will you put your left hand on the Bible and swear to God that you walked on the moon?
Mr. Sargent.
Yes? If you really walked on the moon, why would you not do that? So why don't you just put the end to the record in the argument and put your hand on the Bible, swear to God you walked on the moon.
Mr. Sargent, no one knew that's probably a fake Bible.
Really? Well, no, it's the real Bible.
You have the opportunity to $5,000.
The meeting is not open.
Well, you have $5,000 cash. You can give it to charity and swear on the Bible that you walked on the moon. So why don't you put your hand on the Bible and swear to God that you walked on the moon?
Mr. Seibel, you do not deserve answers.
Neil Armstrong, do you mean the first man to walk on the moon?
Talk about a fish story.
Yeah.
Man, and they're buying it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh man, that's the best idea since they faked the moon landing.
Okay, cut.
Wow, Neil Armstrong. Hey, wait a minute. You're supposed to be on the moon. I just saw it on TV.
Oh, there's a tape delay and with all solar winds.
ENC, go. Fido, go. Guide, go, bud.
Cabin pressurization is underway.
As we prepare for ignition. Flight recorders are on. T-minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
We have liftoff.
What was the scariest moment of the journey?
Scariest. It didn't happen. It could have been scary. Circuit breaker.
Let's talk about this, because this is fascinating. I remember very clearly, I think anybody who was alive at the time does, I remember my parents waking me up and we went down and we watched you guys land on the moon.
No, you didn't. Because there wasn't any television. There wasn't anybody taking a picture. You watched animation. So you associated what you saw with...
Why don't you swear on the Bible that you walked on the moon? Why don't you swear on the Bible that you walked on the moon?
Get out of here.
We'll call the police.
Come on in here. We'll call the police.
Why don't you swear on the Bible that you walked on the moon?
Sir. I have nothing to do with this. But okay. You cannot solicit on this property.
We just paid right now, to rent out the penthouse to shoot up there.
So you can't solicit like this on this property.
Keep shooting.
All right. Well, then I'd go through my measures.
Yeah. You got to keep shooting, man. Okay. Well, you can put it on your shoulder. Don't be shy. You're the one who said you walked on the moon when you didn't. Calling the kettle black, if I ever thought of it. Saying
Will
I misrepresented
get it
myself.
Away from me.
You're a coward and a liar and a thief.
It's ridiculous. There's an interview with Buzz Aldrin, actually, where he's being interviewed by a little girl. Her question was,
why has nobody been to the moon in such a long time?
That's not
an 8-year-old's question. That's my question. I want to know, but I think I know. Because we didn't go there, and that's the way it happened.
You want me to knock you in the head?
Well, I want you to swear to God on the Bible that you walked on the moon. Okay. If you walked on the moon, we're given the opportunity to swear to God that you walked on the moon.
I'm going to give you the opportunity to get the hell knocked out of you if you don't leave me alone.
Well, you're talking to the wrong guy. Why don't you talk to the administrator at NASA? We're passengers. We're guys calling on a flight.
I don't get people, but you're going to be on the deck unless you get
the
deck.
Well, I'm heading out. I appreciate it.
Get the hell out.
Clive, hate yourself and get the fuck out.
Why don't you quote me and say it's bullshit?
Keep your shadows in the wrong place.
I don't care about all that shit.
We don't want this to be falsified.
Did it falsify?
Correct. We got an unedited tape from a source that they had done the space center.
Yes. Totally done.
Mr. Seibel, you do not deserve answers.
If you show this publicly, you're open for a lawsuit. Okay?
When NASA claimed to have put the first man in space, Shenton said from the beginning that it was all photo and video trickery.
To show you the cartoons, CGI, they just have to show you enough of Hollywood and magic tricks and bullshit for you to believe the nonsense. It shocks me how many people actually believe they're floating above our heads. It's all filmed here on Earth. Outer space is a fantasy.
Hello, everyone. 你们总说我拍段子不够拼。 我今天就拼一次给你们看。
Office now and would like to say a few words to you, over.
be an honor.
Go ahead, Mr. President. This is Houston out.
Hello, Neil and Buzz. I'm talking to you by telephone from the Oval Room at the White House. And this certainly has to be the most historic telephone call ever made from the White House.
Man, and they're buying it.
Class, today we will be looking at the proudest moment in American history, the Apollo 11 moon landing. Here we can see Neil Armstrong taking that historic first step and becoming the first man to walk on the moon. Yes, Timmy?
Who shot that?
What?
Who shot that footage?
What do you mean?
Well, if Neil Armstrong was the first man on the moon, then who's holding the camera?
I'm going to step off the land now. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Well, I...
Who's out there with the camera?
No, I know what you're asking. I'm just...
Very, very fine-grained as you get close to it. It's almost like a powder.
Could have been like a tripod or... No, it's not.
Tranquility Base. Neil Armstrong.
No, he was in it. I mean, who's holding the camera?
Whoa.
Hey, Mr. Mayor.
Who shot the moon landing?
Thank you for calling the military.
Hi, yes, I have a question.
Don't ask, don't tell.
No. Who shot the moon landing?
Shenton knew that John Glenn, two-time U.S. Senator and one of NASA's first astronauts, was a lying Freemason, along with most all of NASA's astronauts. Buzz Aldrin Jr. is an admitted ring-wearing, hand-sign-flashing 33rd degree Mason from Montclair Lodge No. 144 in New Jersey. Edgar Mitchell is an Order of Demolay Mason at Aresta Lodge No. 29 in New Mexico. James Irwin was a Tejon Lodge No. 104 member in Colorado Springs. Don Eisel was a member of the Luther B. Turner Lodge No. 732 in Ohio. Gordon Cooper was a Master Mason in Carbondale Lodge No. 82 in Colorado. Virgil Grissom was a Master Mason from Mitchell Lodge No. 228 in Indiana. Walter Shearer Jr. was a 33rd degree Mason at Canaveral Lodge No. 339 in Florida. Thomas Stafford is a Mason at Western Star Lodge No. 138 in Oklahoma. Paul Weitz is from Lawrence Lodge No. 708 in Pennsylvania. C. Fred Kleinecht, the head of NASA during the Apollo program, shortly thereafter became Sovereign Grand Commander of the Council of the 33rd Degree of the Ancient and Accepted Scottish Rite of Freemasonry of the Southern Jurisdiction. NASA astronauts Neil Armstrong, Alan Shepard, William Pogue, Vance Brand, and Anthony England all had fathers who were Freemasons as well. The amount of astronauts known to be Freemasons or from Freemasonic families is astonishing. It is likely that more astronauts and people of key importance in NASA are affiliated with the Brotherhood as well, but not so open about their membership.
This one, tell me, are you